I'd like to thank all of you for coming out to Saturday night in Salt Lake City. I'd like to thank those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a website, utahchristians.org, on which there's a membership class. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aginati Manandasya, Ganam Ganam Salakya Chaksuru, Vitam Yena Tashmai, Sri Gurudeya Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manom Vistam, Stapi Tam Yena Bhutaya, Sayam Nupakara Vyam Dharati Swa Padantikam. Today we're going to talk about a garland of favor that surrounds each and every one of us. Your perception about yourself will determine the kind of life that you live. If you think of yourself as average, if you think you're less than because of what someone said about you, if you live with guilt and condemnation because of past mistakes, that's going to limit your potential. Some years ago, Time magazine reported on a nervous motorist in Lambertville, New Jersey. This man, upon being stopped by the police, explained that he had been driving on 224 consecutive learner's permits over the last 25 years. What happened? He flunked his first driver's test and after that permanently labeled himself as a failure ever since. We're here today to encourage you to go through the day remembering that you were forged in glory and honor. Not from dust, not from darkness. You're not disadvantaged. You're not a failure. You are from spirit. You are from light. You are blessed. You are sons and daughters of the Almighty Supreme Lord. He's put a garland of favor on you that nobody can take off. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will constantly remind yourself of your divine origins, you'll always have a sense of value. You'll think, I have the right to victory. I have the right to be blessed. I have the right to overcome these challenges which are facing me. None of that because I'm so strong, I'm so great, I'm so talented, but because I am coming from God and I am for God. A birthright is a right that no one can take away from you. You didn't earn your garland of favor. You were created with it. Unless you give it away, nobody can take it from you. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, for one who is always thinking of me, I'm always thinking of him. I'm always thinking of ways to promote him or her, to grow him or her, to build him or her. Thus, in order to activate the greatest power of the universe in our direction, we just have to do one simple thing. Think of him. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As we think of him, he thinks of us. The solution, Prabhupada says here, to all of our problems is simply to always remember Krishna or God and never forget him. That's the summation of all advice of all scriptures, all cultures, all times, all places, all circumstances. To always wear our garland of favor, never take it off. It's that simple. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us to string the words of this prayer around our necks. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than a straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige and ready to offer all respect to others. A state of mind one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the opening of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, who's God, had descended to drive the chariot of his devotee Arjuna in the great battle against good and evil. Arjuna started off on the wrong foot by talking to his God about the size of his problems. He should have been talking to his problems about the size of his God. Arjuna began by saying to Krishna, My teachers and brothers opposed me on this battlefield. How can I attack with arrows those who are my relatives? Will I not incur sin? Isn't it better I live by begging than at the cost of the lives of those who are my superiors? Or maybe I should just die unarmed and unresisting rather than engage in the fight. And on and on and on and on and on and on. By so many lamentations, Arjuna was proposing that he take off his garland of favor and allow himself to be defeated by his own thoughts. Krishna's there smiling. He knows everything past, present, and future. He's in the heart of every living being. He says, Arjuna, are you done with your sad song? At this point, Arjuna's bow is on the ground. His head is drooping. His shoulders are slumped. And his gaze is lingering on his feet. And basically, throughout the 700 verses, 17 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, in so many different ways, Krishna says to Arjuna, stop looking down at your problems. Start looking up at your God. The message of the Bhagavad Gita is that your God is so much bigger than your problems. You're always blessed and you're never cursed. If you don't give away your garland of favor, no one or nothing can take it away from you. If you keep God first place and you don't defeat yourself with negative thoughts and words, there isn't any power on earth that can overwhelm you. After hearing the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna adjusted his garland of favor and he said these words, Nashta moha shmitir labda tvat prashada mayachuta shticho shmin gita sandeha karishyase pachanam tiva. O infallible one, my illusion is gone. I've regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and prepared to act according to your instructions. Dr. Henry Norris Russell, a famous Princeton University astronomer, once gave a lecture in which he talked of the Milky Way and its millions of stars. He told how many of them are far larger than our own sun, and how the still more distant heavens swarm with innumerable stars. When he finished his address, a troubled woman came up to him and asked, Dr. Russell, if our world is so little and the universe is so great, can we really believe that God pays any attention to us human beings? The noted astronomer answered, that all depends, madam, on how big a God you believe in. It is said that we must hold fast to what we have. No one can take away the garland of favor, which is rightfully yours. It doesn't mean that people won't try. Throughout life, there'll always be someone or something trying to take your heritage. People will talk about you. They'll try to discourage you. They'll try to make you look bad. They'll try to put you down. But here's the key. Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one can make you feel inferior without your permission. That means that each of us has a choice in life. Either we let go of our sense of value, or we let go of what was said about us, what was done to us. Someone may say, you're not talented. You'll never be successful. You can't start your own business. You can believe them and let go of your destiny, or you can think better thoughts and say, no thanks. You're not taking away my garland. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm one of a kind. Krishna handcrafted me, stood back, shook his head, and said, another masterpiece. When someone says, you'll never get out of debt, you'll never build that temple, you'll never write that book, turn it around and say, I will lend and not borrow. Whatever I touch will prosper and succeed. You're not just being positive, you're holding on to your garland of favor. Thoughts may come knocking. Look at where you are in life. You should be ashamed. Look at all the mistakes you've made, how many times you've failed. No, thank you very much. You're not taking away my sense of worth. I may have fallen, but look at me down. I was down, but I didn't stay down. I made mistakes, but my name didn't change. I'm still in the family of the Most High God. I've still got the blood of champions inside me. If you're going to be the kind of person that Krishna created you to be, you have to dig in your heels and say, I'm not going to let what someone called me, what didn't work out, steal the garland I was created with. I'm not going to live off balance. I'm not going to let anybody shake my sense of self. Rather, I'm going to live expecting the blessings, expecting the opportunities, expecting the open doors. Winston Churchill said this: every man, there comes in his lifetime that special moment when he is figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered the chance to do a very special thing, unique to him and fitted to his garland of favor. What a tragedy if that moment finds him unwilling and unprepared for the work which would be his finest hour. The enemy, whose name is Maya, and whose business it is to keep us circulating in this samsara, this wheel of birth, death, and disease and old age, her main tool is deception. There's nothing she would like better than for you to go through life having renounced your connections with Krishna, letting people and circumstances convince you that you don't deserve to be blessed. You don't have what it takes. You've been through too much. You can't feel good about yourself. Our encouragement tonight is, don't give away what belongs to you. Look down at your garland of favor, everybody. Check it out. Look down at your garland of favor. There you go. Our value has nothing to do with how you feel, how you look, what people say. It's based solely on the fact that you're a child of Almighty God. $5 bill, what is it? Piece of paper with some green ink on it. It's basically intrinsically worthless. But this particular piece of paper with green ink is authorized by the greatest authority, the government of the United States of America, to have a certain amount of purchasing power. It may be filthy, it may be rumpled, it may be ripped, it may be torn, it may be kicked underfoot, but none of that takes away from its basic purchasing power. Similarly, you may not have been born in the best family. You may have made mistakes. You've got things and people coming against you, but none of that changes the fact that Krishna has garlanded you with glory and honor. I heard the story of the California realtor who once persuaded Groucho Marx to inspect a palatial oceanfront estate in Southern California that was for sale. The salesman drove the comedian up the mile-long road leading to the estate. Then he escorted Groucho through the house, the stables, the garlands, and kennels, demonstrating the many beautiful features of the dream palace by the sea. Groucho patiently plodded after him. You can just see him, can't you? Nodding from time to time, apparently somewhat impressed. Finally, he was ushered out onto the flagstone terrace, and the salesman waved proudly towards the broad expanse of the Pacific. "Now what do you think?" he asked the comedian. "I don't care for it," Groucho Marx thoughtfully replied as he pointed towards the gorgeous view. "Take away the ocean and what do you got?" Now, Groucho was just being his funny self. But the truth is that just as you can't take the ocean away from the front of that house, you cannot take away from a genuinely Krishna or God-conscious person confidence. You cannot take away a sense of value. You cannot take away their joy. You cannot take away their unshakability. It's part of who they are, their garland of favor. And don't let anyone talk you out of who you are. Has someone told you they're not talented enough, not tall enough, not smart enough? Has someone told you that there's something wrong with you? Has someone told you that you're just average? Told you that you can't accomplish your dreams? That you're not good enough? I'm here tonight to assure you those negative words did not come from your God. If you base wearing your garland on whether people like you or not, or whether they believe in you, you're going to be taking off your garland for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You don't need other people's approval. People don't determine your destiny. They don't know what's in you. Don't play yourself down. Don't take off your garland because someone judges you or is envious of you. From tonight, stop thinking, "I'm a C student." Put your garland back on. "I'm an A student, full of wisdom. I will excel in school." From tonight, no more, I've been through too much. I've lost a loved one. I'll never be happy. Put your garland back on. I have bounce back power. I may be down, but I'm not going to stay down. No more. I come from the wrong family. Nothing special about me. Put your garland back on. I've been made in the image of Almighty God. I'm one of a kind. I'm a masterpiece. Our attitude should be, you can be for me or you can be against me. You can celebrate me or criticize me. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not taking off my garland. I know who I am. I'm royalty. I'm accepted. I'm approved by Almighty God. I'm valuable. You don't have to have everybody cheering you on all the time. Just keep reminding yourself of who you are and whose you are. Keep being your best, honoring God. He's going to get you to where you're supposed to be. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Question, have you allowed someone or something to take your garland? Has a disappointment, a bad break, or a divorce caused you to lose your passion for life? Have you let a mistake, a failure, or a bankruptcy convince you to settle for second best? You need to take back your garland. You wouldn't have gotten up this morning. You wouldn't be alive or breathing right now unless Krishna had victories out in front of you. Start dreaming again. Start hoping again. Start believing again. There's a moving scene near the end of John Onuya's play, Beckett. The king had appointed Beckett, his old hunting companion and carousing partner, as archbishop. And then he expected Beckett to cooperate in a scheme to bring down the church, put it under royal control. What the king had not counted on, however, was that Beckett would view his ordination as a genuine call, a summons to serve the honor of God. Beckett refuses to capitulate to the king's plan. King's astonished, and he reminds Beckett of their wild days together in the hunt and in the brothels, claims that this new stance of resistance is not like the Beckett that he knows. Perhaps, responds Beckett, I am no longer like myself. When the king presses for a reason, Beckett describes a sense of call, the feeling that an ultimate claim has been placed on his life at the time of ordination. He says, I felt for the first time that I was being entrusted with something. There in that empty cathedral, that day when you ordered me to take the ordination, I was a man lost. I was a man without favor. Suddenly I found it, the garland of God. Unintentionally, the king had led Beckett from being a lost soul back to his true spiritual self. Once he was surrounded by people who started calling him archbishop, that's who he became. He got his garland back. Similarly, you need people around you who will remind you of who you are. Stay close to people who will call you blessed, who will call you victorious, who will call you royalty. You want people in your life who will remind you that your best days are still to come, that what seemed to be for your harm, Krishna will use to your advantage. You want people in your life who see and approve your garland of favor. That's why every Saturday we tell our listeners, you're blessed, you're prosperous, you're redeemed, forgiven, confident, strong, valuable. What am I doing? I'm making sure you're wearing your garlands. Can you check just now for me? Life tries to take it off. Our goal is to help you keep it on. In the Bhagavad Gita 18, chapter 78th verse, Sanjaya, the narrator, says, Yatra yogeshvaro krishna yata parta dunur dara yata sriya vijaya bhutya dhruva nitir matamama. Wherever there's Krishna and wherever there is a devotee who always remembers him, who always keeps him first place, there will also be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. After Krishna quit his earthly pastimes to return to the spiritual world, Arjuna had a second crisis of confidence. He said to his brother Yudhisthira, O Emperor, Now I am separated from my friend and dear most well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My heart is desolate. I have the same Gandiva bow, the same arrows, same chariot drawn by the same horses, and I use them as the same Arjuna to whom all the kings offered their due respects. But in the absence of Lord Krishna, all of them, at a moment's notice, have become null and void. Prabhupada writes here, when Krishna departed from this world, at that time Arjuna was overwhelmed with sorrow, but when he began to chant the holy names and thus remember the Lord's garland of favor, then he was restored to his original consciousness of confidence and joy. Prabhupada goes on, as soon as we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the Lord, being absolute, is present immediately by his vibration. We associate by the vibration and not by the physical presence. This is real association called in Sanskrit sabda anuvritti, by sound. If we give more stress to the sound vibration, then no person or circumstances will ever separate us from our beloved Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Arjuna concludes, now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the deep intimacy of friendship. And in thinking of his lotus feet, I have become pacified and freed from all misgivings. Continuing, thus by pure consciousness and constant devotional remembrance, Arjuna and his brothers followed the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna back to the spiritual world. Being completely washed of all material contamination, they attained the spiritual world in their self-same bodies. I might add, wearing their garlands of favor. Would you agree with me today that too many people have spiritual amnesia? They were born as royalty designed to reign in life. Krishna garlanded them with favor, but somehow they've forgotten who they are. Based on bad breaks, disappointments, and mistakes they've made, they feel beaten down by life and are living far below their privileges, thinking they're average. We're here tonight to remind you of who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You have royal blood flowing in your veins. There is a garland of favor around your neck. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That mantra will dissipate the fog in your mind, just as the sun dissipates the fog in the morning hours. That mantra will break chains of defeated thinking and negative mentality. That mantra will help you rediscover who you really are. You're not average, ordinary, or mediocre. You're favored sons and daughters of the Almighty. When the enemy tries to shroud your thinking, telling you that you're nothing special, you're just one of the 6 billion humans on the planet, you are going to say, no thanks. I'm not listening. I will not think that way. I am a king. I am a queen. When your thoughts try to convince you to settle where you are, that your best days are over, you're going to say, no thanks. I'm not going to let anyone or anything carry away my blessings. No person nor any circumstances have the power to take off my God-given garland of favor, nor am I ever going to give it up. I'm going to hold fast to what Krishna has given me. I'm going to rise up and claim everything that has been set aside for me and my loved ones. I'm going to step into the fullness of my destiny in this life. And in the next life, I'm going to go back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare
Hare.
Hare.